About 70 years ago, a North Country woman became one of the earliest proponents of forensics, the analytical approach to crime investigation best known to many from the television program CSI. Her approach was unusual. She created tiny dollhouses with murder scenes and used them to train police officers. The only model that can be seen by the public is now on display in Bethlehem, after just returning from being on loan to a museum in England. NHPR's Chris Jensen reports.
A little more than a decade ago, a worker at the Rocks Estate in Bethlehem was digging through a storage area. There was something in a far corner where the roof slants down so much you can't stand upright.
I just happened to look and said, I wonder what that is.
Claire Brown pulled out what looked like a dollhouse, but when she looked inside, there wasn't a happy domestic scene. There was a tiny dead man on a tiny couch.
I didn't know what to think.
She took it to a manager who recognized it at once. It was part of a set called the Nutshell Studies of Unexplained Death. These dioramas were created by Frances Glessner Lee, who once lived at the Rocks, her family's enormous estate in Bethlehem.
She genuinely is the mother of CSI.
Bruce Goldfarb is an official with the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner of Maryland. The office has 18 of her nutshells and still uses them for training. But for a woman born in 1878, that wasn't a conventional interest. Lee grew up wealthy, the only daughter of John Jacob Glessner, who made his fortune as one of the founders of International Harvester. And in the 1930s, she became intensely interested in murder. That's when she began a series of conversations with George McGrath, a family friend and Harvard pathologist who studied crime. William Tyer knows the story well. He manages the Glessner House Museum in Chicago, and says McGrath pointed out how limited forensic science was at the time.
He had shared with her on many occasions his frustration at the lack of training that state police captains and medical examiners received, and the fact that he felt that many, many crimes went unsolved as a result.
So in 1945, Lee decided to hold classes in Boston for top police officials and medical examiners. But Tyer says the question was what to use as a teaching tool.
There would typically not be a fresh crime scene available at the time of the seminar, so she had to find another way for the state police captains to be able to study crime scenes, and that's when she came up with the idea for the models.
She called them nutshells. The idea was finding truth in a nutshell. The studies were inspired by real cases, but Lee made up many of the details in each tiny scene. The models focused on violent death, tiny, bloody figures, murder, or maybe suicide or an accident. And the scenes had incredible details and working parts. Some provided clues, others just a distraction. Claire Brown, who found the nutshell at the Rocks, also works with the Bethlehem Heritage Society. She remembers talking to one of the local craftsmen, Alton Mosier. One day, he finished a tiny rocking chair.
He brought it to Mrs. Lee for her approval, and he rocked it, and she rocked it. And apparently she had rocked the original chair in the real crime scene, and it didn't rock as many times as the one in the real crime scene, so he had to take it back.
Catherine Ramslin is a professor of forensic psychology at DeSales University in Pennsylvania, where she also teaches criminal justice. One of her favorite nutshells shows a cottage burned out in a late-night fire. There's a dead man in the room. The story is that a nephew says he was awakened by the fire and had to flee.
A man died in it, and his nephew is standing outside telling police that he just barely got out in time and wasn't able to save his uncle. But then, there he is, fully dressed. Oh, really?
Invitations to Lee's seminars became highly sought after, and she reflected on her strategy in a speech to the Institute of Medicine of Chicago. Claire Brown, of the Bethlehem Heritage Society, reads from the speech, which comes from its archives.
Perhaps you'd like to know, and I would like to tell you, a little about what I've been trying to accomplish in these last 20 years. In that time, the medical, chemical, and toxicology sciences have taken giant strides forward, but it appeared to me that all the knowledge and skills they had accumulated were not being put to all possible practical uses, especially along the lines of the detection of crime.
The police officers and medical examiners met with Lee for a week. They sat around a long table, and Lee noted, quote, "The greatest informality prevails, indeed. I supply them with cigarettes, and in the event of a very hot day, they are permitted to take off their coats." Halfway through the week, Lee took them all to dinner at the Ritz-Carlton, noting, quote, I do all in my power to make it handsome. Glessner House curator William Tyre.
We know that the banquets typically cost around $3,000, and they were served on china that was specifically made for those events and kept at the Ritz-Carlton where the annual banquets were.
That would be about $40,000 today. But it wasn't just the money that made Lee such a force for the medical and police communities. It was her personality, says Corinne Botts, who wrote a history and did an in-depth photographic study of the Nutshells.
I think initially she was considered eccentric, but people, they came around. You know, her family, policemen, medical colleagues, they recognized her as being amazing and her intentions as serious.
Lee died in 1962. She left behind 20 finished Nutshell studies. We know number 19 was destroyed. 18 are at the Maryland office of the chief medical examiner, where they're still used to train officers, but they're not on public display. That means the only Nutshell that can be seen by the public is the one now kept at the Bethlehem Heritage Society. It's on long-term loan from the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, which owns the Rocks Estate. It shows a tiny man identifying it as Eugene Black, quote, town drunkard, dead on a couch. Next to him is a bottle of whiskey. There are some clues, but what remains missing is the solution to the crime. It's been lost. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.